Well, ladies and gents, this is a new edition of the LWIM podcast. And of course, this is your host, Gio, welcoming you to another week of this recorded LWIM podcast that is made for your spiritual edification and also so that you may share these truths and values with your friends and family members and with the world that is full of uncertainty so you can share the absolute truth with them. Welcome. Before I continue, I'd like to invite each and every one of you to visit our webpage, www.lwim.org, www.lwim.org, and also check out our blog, which is consistently updated with the latest news, tidbits, and opinions from yours truly and others. And that way you may be a more informed person as to what is happening around you and in the world today. And that web address is www.lwim.org/life, lwim.org/life. Lastly, we invite each and every one of you that are in the Miami vicinity and abroad to visit us every single Friday night, 8 p.m., 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to email me, and that is jiogeo@lwim.org. Now, let's move on to today's pressing topic, shall we? The other day, I had the opportunity to record a radio program for our Moments of Reflection radio programming, which is an adult-based radio program. On it, we always play the recorded sermons from the pastor of the church, and he also takes time to answer questions that people might have, theological questions, biblical questions, so on and so forth. And now we have a space on Thursdays where we call it, the young version, so to speak, or youth edition, rather, the youth edition of Moments of Reflection. And on that program, half an hour program, I always have the opportunity to speak on some issues and topics that parents normally want to hear and need to hear about in order to more carefully and in a biblical manner raise their children, raise you, their sons and their daughters, because I'm pretty sure that every parent out there wants what's best for their child, especially if they are in the Lord. And this is good and joyful in the eyes of the Lord. But I came across these verses, and I've read them tons of times. But this time it impacted me even more because of what happened the other day as I was headed to the back to be with you in the meeting. A couple of weeks ago, my father was getting ready to preach a sermon on a Friday night. And I remember passing by on the way to the fraternity hall where we have the youth meetings and seeing a lady speak to one of our congregants in a very loud voice, speaking to this individual about her son. And it was a very awkward moment, to say the least, because not only was she loud, but the words that came out of her mouth to express her anger, her bitterness, her, I guess just moment of wrath against her child, made her say things that embarrassed the child, that embarrassed the young man, that really brought sadness to the life of this young person. Now, I'm not against the father correcting their children. That's part of the responsibility, the godly responsibility that God gives us parents, is to correct and to make sure that our children are walking down the right path, even though sometimes to young people it doesn't seem like, wow, my parents don't have what's best for me in their mind. And yes, they do. They just sometimes we want to get away with things, and our parents are there to stop us, almost like a break, and we don't like it. But they're there to look out for us because they've made mistakes when they were younger, and they learned, and they want us to learn too. And I think that in some cases this can be taken to an extreme. And in this particular case that I'm sharing with you, this example was such an extreme case that I've seen it once and over again that I felt like I wanted to bring this topic to you, because in the Bible, and these verses that I was referring to earlier, They're found in Ephesians chapter 6 and Colossians chapter 3. But let me read Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 and on first. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training admonition of the Lord." Now, one of the things that I want you to focus on is the first couple of verses, specifically for us, for the young generation. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth." I want you to focus in on two very specific clauses here, and I'll get to the other verse I was mentioning in just a second. It's more or less the same, but the principle here, the principles are key. First and foremost, Paul is telling us that we must obey our parents in the Lord, for this is right. When he says obey your parents, sometimes if it seems to you that your parents are ostracizing you too much, that they're getting on your case too much, that things can be heavy-handed sometimes, I understand that parents are not perfect. Parents are not perfect. We're not perfect individuals, but more so young people. Why? Because we're immature. We make many mistakes because of our immaturity and our ignorance. And that comes through in the way we act and what we say. And therefore, when our parents see that we do something that we should not be doing, therefore, they act as a barrier, as a blockade, so to speak, to say, wait, stop. Don't go any further because this could be troublesome. Next time your parents tell you to stay away from something, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, like Paul tells you. And don't look at it from the point of view that they're trying to stop you from having a good time, because that's the diabolical, worldly, secular system speaking. That's the mentality of the world, of the secular system that Satan has put in place in order to trap you. Because think about it. How much fun can sex be? Yes, you say, well, it's very fun, Gio. Sex is great. Yeah, until you impregnate a teenage girl and then you have a child out of wedlock and you have to do some pretty fast growing up, so to speak. And yet you're still in your teenage years. You see, all of your actions have consequences. So when your parents tell you don't have sex, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Son, don't lie. Son, do well in school. Daughter, do well in school. Please stay away from so-and-so individuals because they're bad influences in your life. Your parents are not trying to cramp your style. They're not trying to impose anything that is a hardship. They're just simply trying to make you see and help you avoid any headaches. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. That's the second principle I want you to focus on, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Think about it. If your parents see something that you're hanging around, let's say, with a person that you should not be hanging around with, bad influences in your life, the reason they're telling you this is because you may be well and that you may live long on the earth. Why? Because bad influences usually lead you down paths that are unholy, they're unrighteous, and they lead you further away from God. So keep those things in mind. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Don't see it as a burden. Do not see it as something that your parents are trying to place a heavy burden or a heavy load on you. These are simple things in life that should not be looked at as burdensome, but rather a piece of advice, a moment where a parent is simply looking out for you because you are their flesh and blood. Now, at the same time, I also want to say, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Many times, parents make the mistake of going too far. It's happened to me. It's happened to every other parent that has lived and will live. Why? Because many times we think that since we're the parents, we overstep our bounds many times. We provoke our children to wrath. In essence, we start screaming. We say things that we shouldn't say. We say things that we don't mean. And therefore, we provoke young people to wrath. And this is something that happens in a continual manner, and we need to learn, we as parents need to learn how to curb that, and rather, instead of screaming all of the time, making sure that our children understand that there are parameters that need to be obeyed, that need to be followed, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. The second verse I wanted to touch on tonight was Colossians 3, verse 20. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing to the Lord. Listen to that again, young people. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing to the Lord. Keep those two verses in mind. And fathers, do not provoke your children lest they become discouraged. That's a key phrase there. A lot of times parents, they keep getting on their kids always, and it's like they're always on them for something. Do not provoke your children lest they become discouraged. Now, I don't want you young people to use these verses as excuses to tell your parents, hey, mom and dad, look what Gio said. Look at what Gio said. He said that you can't provoke me, and you're using this as an excuse to get away with murder, to do what you want to do and not what your parents are telling you to do. I've already read to you that Paul says that you need to obey your parents in all things, not just in some things, not just in a few select items, choice items. No, in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Remember that. If I want you to keep this in mind, and I'll conclude with this. When you can have a great relationship with your parents, when you have an open dialogue between father and son, mother and son, mother and daughter, father and daughter, when there's an open dialogue, when there's an open relationship there filled with honesty and with love, this will provide the foundation for a long-lasting, fruitful relationship that cannot be surpassed except for the relationship with God. Trust me, I can speak out of experience because, for example, I have a very good relationship with my parents. And many times we don't try to take that extra step to have that relationship with our parents because we think, oh, our parents are antiquated. They're just there to guide me and that's it. That's all they're good for. No, they're there, yes, to be your guardians, to be the people that raise you, to provide food and a shelter over your head. But they're also there to be the main individuals with whom you can have a very close relationship with after God, because God has placed them in your life for a blessing, for guidance, for counseling, for direction, and for admonition in the Lord. So instead of seeing your parents from now on as people who are there just to ostracize you left and right, see them for what they are, a God-given gift that have been placed in your life to not only get you closer to God, but also to have a closer relationship with them. That's all of the time I have left for today. I hope you have enjoyed these podcasts. If you do, please, please, please share these with your friends and with your family members so that they too may know the truth of the matter, the truth in a world full of uncertainty. Once again, I'd like to remind you that our website is open 24 hours a day, 7 days of the week. LWIM.org. All of the content there is for your spiritual edification, including previous podcasts, and we hope that you download those. LWIM.org. If you have any questions or comments, email us, Gio, at LWIM.org, or you can also email us at info@LWIM.org. Last but not least, visit us every Friday if you're in the vicinity. 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, 8 p.m. is when we gather for a great time in the Lord. Until next week, may the Lord shine his face upon you.